Welcome to the Unacclaimed, presented by Courtside Theory. I'm Noel, here in Portland, Oregon.
I'm Herwin from Sydney, Australia.
I'm Johan from Melbourne, Australia.
We'll get there, we'll get there. Oh, man. So how was the last week for you guys? Good?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's it for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last week, I've been trying to do an epoxy seal on my garage floor, which is like painting the floor. And I bought the kit and everything, which is like $200 plus kit, right, for the paint. But there's like a lot of prep in it before you got to do beforehand. Like you got to like remove everything from the garage, clean the floor, like let it dry, etcher the floor, which is like an acid thing. Let that dry, clean that off, let that dry. It takes so long, and then apply it. So anyway, my workmate was going to help me apply it, right? And then it was like after work, and it was like, yeah, I can do it this day. So I'm like, yes, cool, we can finally do it. And you got to let this thing dry for like 3 days, right?
Yeah.
So I've had nothing in there for 3 days. I can actually drive my car in it today now, but it's still outside. But we started applying it, and I'm like, hey, Ross, I got to do the corners first.
Oh, he dropped him in.
Huh? That doesn't matter.
You said his name.
Yeah. I go, hey, Ross.
Ross from Friends.
Let me do the corners first. I had a brush, so I was doing the corners. And he goes, oh, I'll start over here. And then when I look up, he's done like the thing. I'm like, how am I going to get to the corner? I can't get there anymore. He's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, oh, man. And then I go, I'll just have to do it later on. So I've got like one like side of the garage. Just like I can't get there's no paint in the corner. So I have to do that. I had to do that afterwards. So we're like, okay, that's fine. I'll wait for it to dry. I'll close the tin of epoxy. And then hopefully I'll get to it later on. I'll just have to buy a new brush, whatever, because the epoxy is like crusty. A glue. It's yeah, so... Yeah. Yeah, and then another thing as well, I didn't have any, like,
safety stuff,
mineral terps to, like, take it off my hands as well, or on any, or anything. So it was all over my hands, anyway, so I was like, oh man, I got nothing. So I was using, like, acetone to get it off my hands, but anyway, I got most of it off. Yeah. And then it's finally, it's sort of, like, all done, right? And, but yeah, that corner. So anyway, I went to get new brushes from Bunnings. And another thing with Bunnings, what's yuck as well, is that it's only click and collect. And it take like a day before they go, you can collect it now with an email. So I'm like, okay, I've got to get a brush. And I do the order online. And I'm like, oh man, I forgot mineral terps. So I have to do another order. Mineral terps, I did that. And then when I finally got it, I'm like, yes. So yesterday, I'm like, yes, I can finally finish the corners. I got the brushes, the mineral terps. I get home. I open the tin of the epoxy. It's solid. I can't do it.
Now, a tin of epoxy is expensive.
Nah, but it's got the paint on it as well. And you can the only places I've found is it's a kit, right? I'd even be happy with just to paint the corners. Yeah? I don't even really want the epoxy. I just want the paint just so that it just looks nice. And you're not going to go, like, you know, drive your car right up to the edge of the garage. So I just
Are you doing a flat paint? Is it a flat epoxy paint finish?
Oh, there's like sprinkles on it as well.
Okay.
Like these decorative flakes, what they call it.
Yeah.
But speckled. Yeah, speckled.
Yeah, speckled.
And then, so that's the thing now. Like, I don't know what to do because it's like I went online to try and find just the, they call it, it's from Dulux, the paint. It's Carrara Grey. I can't find that anywhere. I don't know if I have to buy a big tin.
Like, are you sure it's not like a top layer of the paint is solid and the rest is underneath is okay?
I've tried to just break. I couldn't break it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I really couldn't break it. I was like,
I never used it. So
yeah. So I don't know. Hey, now I just have to wait. Yeah. I think my mate's gonna.
Hey, Ross.
Yeah, I think Ross is gonna his.
Fuck you.
So hopefully, he has to buy the kit as well. And then I'll have to just get some leftover paint.
At least you got help, but then it made it worse.
And now I'm like, oh, man, no, I can't do it. And it was funny because, this is another thing that happened. This is the worst, right? So I got home. So I'm in this new place. And what do you call it? When we got here, there's a bathroom we don't, the main bathroom we don't use, was always just use the ensuite, always. But anyway, we use the toilet like once and we're like, man, why isn't it flush down properly? Like it stays and then the water goes down really slow. And then there's like a, I don't know in your bathrooms if you've got like a little, like a drainage in the middle of the bathroom. Anyway, the water was like sort of like sprouting out of that. I'm like, yuck, that's disgusting. It's like sewage water.
It's like a public thing.
It's like sewage water thing. Yeah. And I'm like, what the hell? And then, anyway, like we'll write it in the thing for, because there's like a paper that you submit to the builder. Like these are things
defects.
That are wrong.
Oh, good. Yeah, defects. Yeah.
But anyway, we're like, we'll do that. It's not urgent because we don't use that bathroom anyway. But anyway, when I got home from work on Friday, I had a shower. And then, rewind to the day before. Wife was having a shower upstairs and I'm downstairs and I could hear that sound, like the bloop, bloop, bloop. I'm like, what the hell is that? But I could hear it downstairs.
Eddie Murphy, bloop, bloop.
But I could hear it downstairs. I'm like, where is it coming from? And I could hear it like through the pipes and I don't know where it was. And downstairs is a powder room, like a small toilet room. And there's also that drainage thing in the middle of it, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I was like, I can't find where it's coming from, whatever. I'll just mention it again to the builder whenever. But anyway, when I had a shower yesterday, I hear knocking on the shower, on the door. My wife's going, we're getting flooded. I'm like, what? I go downstairs. Okay. The whole living room is toilet water or sewage water. Yeah. It's disgusting. Yeah. So anyway, the builders came, like an emergency call. They had to bring out a cleaner and everything. Anyway, it was blocked. It was what happened was during the construction, a piece of plastic must have flown into the pipes or something. And that's why that happened. So it just kept on getting blocked and eventually thing out.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I was going to suggest Drano. I use Drano for everything.
Yeah, but like, if it's a new build, why is there?
He
showed me the plastic and goes, it must have flown in through construction or whatever.
I wish I was that guy who got it out. It's like, now here's your problem. And then show them the plastic.
It was yuck,
and it's covered with like brown stuff.
When the plumbers came, they're like, oh, can we go to your garage? I'm like, yeah, okay. There's an epoxy there, so you can walk on it, but you can't drive on it. Because there's a manhole there, and then they lifted it, and it's like all. It was full.
Are you a Ninja Turtle?
It was it was completely full. Like it was like. Oh, about to
like, oh, like you lift overflow. It up and it's just like up.
No, there's a pipe that you open. There's a you lift up the cover and there's like a screw on cap, and he undid the screw on cap and it was full of water. Yuck. And then he was like, "Oh man, nice floor." And I'm like, "Yeah, but look at the corners."
Don't look at the corners.
Yeah, I go, man. And then he was laughing. He's like, "Yeah, I told him what happened. We forgot about the corners."
Did you tell him his name?
Ross.
There's some guy named Ross. Ross is not a very common name, I gotta say. Like, I don't know any Rosses.
Friends?
Yeah, just him. Friends. That's it. And that guy's fictional.
Nah, he's real. What? What do you mean? Ross Geller.
I don't even know his real name. David Schwimmer. No, I don't know his name.
That's what happened. Yeah, that was pretty good.
Speaking of, like, I have a dumb friend story. Actually, it's a two-parter, so strap yourselves in. It is this mate of ours. He visited from Colorado, and we go outdoors with him. So I went with him for a sunrise in Bend in Central Oregon, and he has a habit of he's a social media guy. He's always like looking at his phone or texting people, and I don't like it because he texts while he drives, and that's really dangerous. That's beside the point though. We were just wrapping up shooting.
Him out. What's his name?
Yeah, Ross. It's Ross.
Jesus Christ. we were going back to the car, and I was like I was walking around to the other side. So our car's a gray color, and there was a car next to us that's also grayish. And this, mind you, this is like 7 a.m. in the morning because it's sunrise. And like, I'm about to get back in the car, and I was just looking at him, and he's just standing there on the other side of this other person's car, and he's looking at his phone. The next thing you know, you hear, I say, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." He opened the door
of the other car,
of the other car, and there was some lady in there who was sleeping.
Oh, what?
It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he's like trying to, and he's like closing the door. And then like, I was looking over from this side and I saw there's a dude sitting in the driver's seat. And then I couldn't stop laughing because he's like, oh man, I opened the wrong door. I'm like, oh no. And he said the lady woke up and looked right at him. And I'm like, imagine like you were sleeping and this fucking guy opens the door and looks at you. And like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then I get a message from him yesterday. Let's see if I can find it. Because he's in California now. And he said, oh my God, I did it again.
What? How?
He did it again. Hang on. Let's see if I can find it because he wrote a lot. He wrote, I just walked into the wrong house. I thought it was my friend's. It fucked my life. I knocked at first and there was a screen door and then a main door. Heard the main door open and then I walked in and she was like, excuse me. And yes, I was looking down at my phone. How do you walk into the wrong house? Yeah, so he did it again. So he has a habit of just looking down and not paying attention like, to his surroundings.
You've seen like the ones with the texting and they walk into like a fountain.
Yeah, the security footage and they fall in.
I've seen one that's similar. This is a long time ago. I think it was in like Dandy Plaza.
Oh yeah.
And in Meyer. You know how the entrances usually there's those security beeper things?
Pedestals, yep.
But they newly put up glass on the sides of that so that you couldn't just go through the side of it, the other side of it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this guy was like,
you know how bad that is, though? You don't realize how fast you're going when you're walking. And if you run into something, it really hurts.
Yeah, because you're not expecting it as well.
Yeah. And also, like, they have, like, a broken nose or something, or they're bleeding. I do it with George sometimes because he's always turning around and looking at me. Because he's right here, the TREATs, like, in my pocket. And he's like, oh, hey, what you got there? And I'm like, I'm going to get you. And I keep walking him towards Pulse to get him to run into him. It works a couple of times, but he got used to it. He's starting to, like, look at me and look that way because he knows I'm going to fuck with him. In his face. Stupid dog. Yeah. You got any stupid friend stories? You got a dish?
Nah, I don't want to drop him in. But
I didn't say his name.
Well, Joe did.
Ross is fake anyway.
Ross Geller. No. No, nothing really. Nothing comes to mind and nothing really exciting happened this week other than...
How's lockdown?
Yeah, lockdown's awesome. Same. But most exciting thing is we're going to do the NBA fantasy draft after this.
No, it's just fantasy.
It's just fantasy.
See a diary and it's just writing your fantasies. We're reading them to each other.
My fantasy is blah, blah, blah. No, that's, that's exciting. For me, anyway, that's as exciting as it gets to lockdown life. Other than Netflix. Yeah.
To me, the draft is the best part of the whole
thing. Yeah. Oh, 100%. Because you don't know what who's going to draft what, right? Like, I think it's going to be funny.
And it always ends up being like, I knew it. Like, somebody picked something that you were going to.
Yeah.
Don't pick him. Don't do it. They pick him. You're like, oh, damn it. It's like right before your pick as well.
And then you got to refigure out your strategy.
Yeah.
But it'll be interesting. I'm actually interested in one of our friends. See who's he gonna pick. Mike.
Last time we did it, he actually chose two really good players.
Oh, did he?
He had Luka and he had Jokic.
He managed Luka and Jokic. Damn.
This is two seasons ago when we...
That was before Luka. Yeah, I don't think that will happen.
But yeah, but this year is a little bit different because we've always been doing head-to-head, which is like you're always against just one guy every week. It's a different scoring system now. We're doing what do they call it? Rotisserie chicken.
Get that chicken.
It's a bit different. I think this is a lot more like hardcore, in my opinion.
I wouldn't know. This is my first time doing it. So
that's why I want to know what prep you've done. No, nothing.
Yeah, watch. You don't even know. You're gonna come out. You won't even know. You can't even see me. Because you don't even know what I'm gonna do. Because I don't know what I'm gonna do.
My only tip is to make sure that you have active players on every game. Otherwise, you miss out.
Yeah, you'll have to, especially on this
one.
You
have to make sure you have to, like, you roster them on. Or
something. Yeah, you roster them on. Yeah. So you got to figure out who's playing.
Is it once per week after that or every day?
No, this is every day. This is rotisserie. You got to set your. You can set them in advance. Like, you can set 1 week's worth of lineups in advance.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then, like, you don't know
if one guy gets injured. But this is the thing, like, this is the risk you do, right? Like, just say you had, like, a star, like, in Jokic or something. You have him. He gets injured for, like, 2 games. What are you going to do? Are you going to drop him? Or are you just going to put him on the bench? Yeah, I know. But
put him on the bench.
Yeah, I know. But just say you don't know if it's an open injury. Just say it's, like, just say it's a high ankle sprain. He's out for, like, a month or something. What are you going to do? Are you still going to leave him on the bench when somebody else
could?
When it's somebody else that can score, you know what I mean? But then if you take him off of your lineup altogether, somebody else will just pick him up right away. That's why you just can't let these guys go. But then, you don't know. You might have a guy that you don't know what his injury is. And this is even more tricky because of the COVID thing now.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Like Kyrie.
Are you going to drop Kyrie if you get.
Yeah. Kyrie's going to be interesting.
I would.
Probably because he's only going to give you half the points because this is rotisserie.
And
it's
a
total.
And you can't like predict what they're going to do either because like they don't want to the cagey on what they're telling the media anyway. So,
it was different like with head to head because like I had Embiid, so he was always in and out of the lineup.
Right? Oh yeah,
but he was still worth putting in your lineup for the week because if he had four games of the week, if he had 2 games. If he smashes those
two big games,
it just average. They just give you the average of that. With this one, it's just going to give you the total points, whatever. Yeah, so it's difficult. It's difficult this one. It's the one I prefer because it was the first time I did fantasy was the rotisserie.
Yeah, same.
And then more people went head to head, and then I just went with that one. But now I like this one better, but. There's a lot more thinking to do.
But even like the last time we did fantasy, which was head to head 2 seasons ago, like my roster was stuffed like in the first game because I drafted Steph Curry and he was injured for the season. So you kind of go, oh man, do I even drop Steph Curry? Yeah, like that was it, right? Like that was it for me. But then, I picked up a guy named Eric Pascal. And I traded him for Ben Simmons. So I kind of saved my season in that by doing that. But, but it's hard because, you know, if your first pick busts in the first half of the season or say the first 10 games, what are you going to do? Do you drop him? Like, you know, there's a lot
to consider. Or do you just stash him for the end?
Yeah, you stash him for the end. Playoffs is not included, is it?
No, it's only regular season.
So it's just regular, yeah. So you got to look at regular season guys who perform, you know. I don't know. It's interesting. Really interesting.
Oh, man.
Can't wait to see who Noel picks.
Yeah, I don't know if you know or not, it's a snake draft. So it's obviously going to, like, randomize 1 to 10. But if you're the 10th pick... Right. If you're you got the first pick of the second round.
So 10, 11. Oh,
right, okay. Yeah. And then number one pick is the last pick of that round. Yeah. So it just keeps doing that. So it's
yucky. So you either get something really good and then one really bad.
But that's the yucky thing. Would you rather be in the middle and get like...
That sounds like a Squid Game thing. Remember?
Yeah.
So the games in Squid Game, you want to be in the middle because you don't know.
But that's the thing. If the top 10 are actually really close, it would be better if you were 10th pick because you'd get the next best guy right after that. If there's a big difference between 11 and 20, that's kind of young.
There?
I don't know. I'm just saying. It's just that's what it's like.
Yeah. It's interesting.
I don't even know what I'd prefer. I was actually top. I think I was second or third pick last time we did it. And I picked Anthony Davis as my top one, and he flopped.
Oh, I was second, wasn't I? I was second, and I remember drafting Steph Curry, and you're like, why did you do that? I was like, what? It's Steph. And then I was like, fuck. It is really interesting because you got to also consider field goal percentage, turnovers, you know, three pointers, and you know, it's all these different categories. So by the end of it, Noel, I reckon you're pretty much up to speed with.
When I'm at the bottom of the thing. And, I get it now.
No, but it doesn't matter. Like, no, what I was going to say is by the end of it, like you'll know more of the NBA players anyway. Because, you know, like when you watch NBA, you kind of just watch for your team or
yeah, the people you like. Yeah, I gravitate to the ones I want to watch,
yeah. Yeah, but now you'll watch so close. And you'll watch
from the start as well. You'll be like...
From the start, man.
You're like, oh, what a fantasy play.
Yeah. And then throw in some, I got five on it. Oh, man.
No, I'm not doing that. That's how bad that was. So we used to do, for those who don't know, like we used to do this thing. Well, we, as in those two, not me. It was like, I got five on it. You bet $5, or for them, five Australian, on the games. It was always a specific game. You guys did it beyond that anyway. You didn't
Know them.
But yeah, then you go like, oh no, I'm gonna, and then you put 10 on it anyway. But like $5 on a game or whatever.
We do.
See what happens. I mean, you guys won a couple.
Do both.
I used to do like just wins for like the day, like as in like just a head to head, like, oh, I think Cleveland's gonna beat New York or something like that.
Yeah.
But, and then you do it for the whole day. So there's like 9 games and you just try to pick all the winners. Yeah. I used to do that, or I used to actually do like the stats, like it depends which one was nicer, which one had nicer odds.
But and what's the funny thing was like you end up like you don't know who to go for, right? Because then you have your fantasy team that you also want to win, and then you've got your betting thing. So you're kind of like, you know, come on, James Harden, get like 5 assists. Oh, don't. Do this, like you want certain players to do stuff so you win the money, but you don't want certain players to do stuff.
That's why
I
had a rule. Like I wouldn't put bets on players that were in my fantasy. Because that's I couldn't. That's just too hard to do. But I have a friend of mine who never liked watching basketball but got into betting.
And now he's into basketball.
Now he's into basketball and knows all the players and everything just because of betting. Because like we'd always do the bets together. I'll do Harden for over 10 assists.
Is he still betting?
Yeah, he's. That's the one I do bets with all the time at work. Okay. Yeah.
And then, but it's the quickest way to learn. Yeah. Like you either bet or you play fantasy.
Yeah.
To know more about
this. This is his first time doing fantasy league as well. He's doing it.
Oh, so he's
he's already in another league, and then he was already.
Like, I was gonna say, is he joining us?
No. He's joined in.
He'd be the one with the bloodshot eyes. Like, come on, man, Papa needs this win.
But he, it's funny because we had a victory song when we win when we win bets. Tony Braxton, you're making me lie. I don't know why that was our victory. I think it was because when we first won it together, because our aim was to have the same bet. The same amount of money and then win it together, and then that song went on as soon as we won or something like that, and that became our victory song. And then every time we win, we've won like a couple now, like together, like two or three times, and then when it goes on, when we celebrate, we put on that song. It's the best.
I actually play it.
We play it. Yeah.
I don't know why when you said that, I was thinking that Aussies, the full-on Aussie song, the Ojo one, that are up there, Kazali.
Oh, yeah. That's disgusting.
And I was like, that's the biggest footy one. Oh. And I was like, this is our victory song.
How's that Tony Braxton?
No. Before you even said Tony Braxton. Like
you said you're making me high.
Yeah. Before that, you said like the song we sang when we won.
Let's up there, Kazali.
Yeah, I just have this image of
Kazali.
I just have this image of like two guys just dancing to Tony Braxton. You're making me high.
Yeah, what?
Like in the club.
I'm Tony Braxton, though.
That's the best.
What are you doing now, Tony?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Literally.
Reaping.
Broke out some reality show. A lot of them end up with like some reality show.
No, I don't think she is. I think I just saw an interview lately. What? She goes, oh. I can't remember. There was something I read recently. She goes, I wish I did this when I was younger. That was it.
Oh, but that's like any of us. I wish I did this when I was younger. What are you doing now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Her Instagram. Oh, yeah.
So who are you picking first?
Spell my name now.
Who are you guys picking first?
I'm gonna pick.
If I got number one, it's obviously gonna be Jokic. He's the universe number one. He's gotta be.
Or Luka.
No way. Because he does everything in a high percentage, and he shoots threes.
All right, here's the question, right? Like, Jokic is number one, like, by far, right? Like, so the question is, I've been thinking, right? So if you get 1 and 10, I think you're pretty in a good spot, right? But what if you're like 2, 3, and 4? Because who do you pick if you're like 2, 3, and 4? Do you pick?
I'd actually
Doncic, Harden, Giannis.
So I've already set mine. I've got one. He's not asleep. He'd be there. I just have high hopes for him this year. I don't want to reveal him.
I know who it is. It's your guy. It's your guy.
No.
It's a bonus.
No. It's not. He's actually ranked high, but I rank him higher than normal. I'd actually pick him maybe even second or third if I had him.
Oh, he has to be second round.
Nah. I'm just saying if I had 2, 3, or 4, this guy would be there. I'd pick him if no one's gotten him yet. And it's not a main one where everyone has in their mock.
Oh, I know which one it is.
The statistic players.
I know which one it is.
You're young.
He's gonna go with a kill. I know what he's gonna do. I know what? Johan. Gonna go with Rudy Gobert.
Nah, it's not.
He's like, nah, it's not. Oh, damn it. He got it.
The face is yes.
So just type in Roto mock draft or something like that. NBA fantasy mock draft or Roto.
Roto.
Yeah.
Mock draft.
Oh, in NBA, sorry, because they're going to have baseball and.
Yeah. What about it?
I'll pick some baseball player. Is it the ESPN?
Oh, the draft kit? Wait, what do you? Which one is
that one? What's that one that's already been gone into the under view all? That one.
The one I was already looking at. Yeah.
the categories.
Yeah. So that's a mock. That's the mock. Hang on, let me go to our browser thing there.
But is ours on points? It's points or categories? See, I don't understand this one.
It's categories. It's no, rotisserie is the categories.
Because it's ESPN.
What do you mean?
Ours is a points ESPN, isn't it? Oh, I don't know. Anyway.
Nah, because there's no point system. It's just like you're ranked.
Oh, yeah.
Per category. But yeah, see. Yeah. I'd pick him top four. Even top three, if I had top three, I'd even pick him top three.
And he's I assume he's in the
He's
top
in the top somewhere. 20. He's gotta be in the top
he's
20.
In top 20. No, he's top, in top 20.
Yeah.
He's in top 10 somewhere, I'm narrowing it down. Is it this guy? Jason Tatum.
I actually have high hopes for him though. I don't think
It's his guy, Porter Jr., MPJ.
No. I'll reveal it because I have no chance of getting him. If I got first pick, I won't get him anymore. I know that. I know who. I'll tell you who it is. It's Karl Anthony Towns.
I knew you were gonna say Cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After listing all of the other names.
No. I knew it was Cat because Johan.
I'm gonna have him like a top. I'll have him top three.
Yeah, because Johan always. That's what he, when I picked Steph Curry. That's the first thing he said to me. Why did you pick Steph? You should have picked Cat. He's the
he does everything
consistent. Yeah,
the consistent. In a high percentage as well.
Yeah, high percentage. And he looks really good. This year. But yeah. I don't know. It depends on your strategy, though. I mean, I don't know. Like, I can go through the top 10 and kind of go the ones that I probably would avoid.
Who
wouldn't
you
20.
Get? If Harden was available for you, would you guys get him?
I would get Harden.
Yeah, I would. Trade him later.
Nah, I would keep him because you don't know if Kyrie's going to come back or not. And so you kind of have to look at the ball handling will be predominantly with him. And if Durant is, you know, in and out of injury because you don't know, he's going to get the most amount of looks, yeah. Right? Yeah, his turnovers is high, but he'll make
him,
it up.
I had him about like 3-4 years ago. Yeah, and back, this is before his injury with Brooklyn, because he put on too much weight in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
But he was the Iron Man, like he was playing every game.
Oh, bro.
Yeah,
but he's got stats. Like, he's a stat sheet stuffer.
It's
but,
just the turnovers. You know, just turnovers.
Yeah, it's just turnovers, but then you just got to make it up with someone with high assists, right? Oh. Like, after that. So I would avoid Kevin Durant. I'd avoid Embiid for sure. I'd avoid Embiid. For me, just personally, I'm not going to pick AD.
Avoid Durant. Avoid Embiid.
I won't pick AD just from a personal thing. I don't want to really.
If he was there available for you, you still wouldn't. If,
nah.
If just say he was available with the 20th, with the 20th pick,
nah.
You still wouldn't get AD.
Nah. Nah. Wow. I would pick AD and I wouldn't pick LeBron. That's just like from a. Like, I don't want to jinx my team.
Playing with his heart. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. Yeah.
Pick LeBron.
Pick AD, pick LeBron, look for trade.
Well, this is like the highest, the lowest LeBron has been. He's not even there.
Yeah.
Well, where is he? He's not in the top
five. He used to be like, you got to get him top five.
Top five.
Top three, yeah, even. Top yeah.
Is it it's like an age thing or something?
Because you don't know what he's going to play, how much he's going to play.
Yeah. It's just the unknown. I think, and that's the thing, right? I think the Lakers is more reserving him and AD for postseason. So that's why, like, I don't really want to pick them anyway. Yeah. But
yeah.
I don't know. The other guys I'll probably try and avoid. In the top 20. I don't know. Jimmy, maybe? I don't know.
Like
Jimmy's a bit...
He's a high-ranked shooting guard, though. Is there like
he is.
The draft tiers. I forgot
but you don't know. You don't know what he... What,
he was just injured at the start of the year. That's all he was. But he's like the leading scorer and like leading in nearly every category except for rebounds and blocks.
Yeah, but now you got Kyle Lowry.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Lowry. Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. That's my thing anyway. But
is Bam Adebayo ranked that high?
You don't rate him?
Not really.
Oh, man.
He used to always ruin my bets. That's all.
Yeah, he did.
Always. Look at this guy, man. Can't even get 10 rebounds. Then the next game, he'll get like 15. Yeah. Mm. Or you go, he can get 10 points. Put Bam Adebayo for double-double. And then he gets like 9 points and like 5 rebounds.
Yeah,
like,
that's true, actually. Yeah.
And I have 1 assist and he had 10 assists the next game.
Yeah.
Or you have 10 assists and he go, he should get 5, gets like 1. And you're like, how?
What's your thoughts on Tatum
this season? I'm really bullish on him. I think he's going to have a real good year.
Mm,
so somebody pick him and let Cat slide. that's the thing, you don't know what we're going to be. We'll actually find out in an hour where we got.
What about, here it is. Noel, if you had pick number 5 and, let's call it, let's say Kat, Giannis, Jokic, Curry and Harden are gone, would you take Damian Lillard? Because he obviously plays for Portland. Are you thinking like that's probably your first pick if you're in the middle, because he's your guy.
Did you say Giannis was taken?
Yeah, Giannis was taken.
I might, because it'll make me watch not necessarily I'll watch anyway, but it'll make it more fun to watch. Okay. Like we're actually going to the Spurs Blazers game, and then I'll be probably watching a little extra intently.
Yeah,
at the little stat sheet at the top. It shows at the top. I'll be watching a little more intently. I'm looking more in terms of like how much fun I'll have. It's all about having fun, right? And then then getting angry later.
Yeah.
I want to look at it that way when I make my picks. Because I don't want to pick James Harden because then I'll be rooting for him when I don't like him. So that's my thing. I wouldn't pick him.
He's worth 2 players sometimes.
Yeah.
He's actually that.
But despite that, I think. I don't want to root for him.
But you don't like him. You don't think like Lillard is up there though, Joe? I mean, he's shooting over 3 points, threes
still,
a game.
I'm sort of still playing around with my draft order, and he's just inside the top 10 for me.
Wow. Okay. Did you put Kevin Durant over him?
No.
Okay. Oh. Oh, interesting.
Durant sets out a top 10 for me.
Oh, Tito Hill went in there.
wait. Durant is outside or inside?
Outside.
He says outside.
Oh. Oh, interesting. What about Paul George?
He's 10.
You put...
I can give you top 10 now.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Top 10 Jokic.
Yeah.
Luka, number 2.
Oh, yeah.
Then
yeah.
Kat.
Yeah.
Curry.
Yeah.
Harden.
Yeah.
Giannis.
Yeah.
Then Tatum. Yeah. Then Beal.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then Beal.
Then okay. Lillard, Paul George, and then Durant outside of that.
Oh, so Durant's just outside. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm thinking of, I'm scared of Paul George because I don't know. Like, in a way, because there's no Kawhi, I'm thinking he's forced to play the games. They need him to play. But also, yeah, I'm also scared that he will miss a lot of games as well, just because of his history. But yeah, that, I don't know. It can go two ways with this guy, really, because he's like, he's good, but I don't know. I'm scared. I might take him out of top 10, actually.
Is there like a blender? I want to a vacuum cleaner.
No, it's a dump truck. You take him out, like, who would you put in? Bam.
Who's this?
Like, if you take PG out of the top 10.
Oh, no, I'm looking at either De'Aaron Fox or Vucevic.
I knew you were going to say Fox, because I know you're
I'm bullish on Fox.
Yeah, but that's an emotional thing, because you've
always... And also, I feel he's going to break out this year. Because he finished off really strong last year as well. Like, big. Like, he should have been an all-star. Like, his stats were all-star stats, but they were losing, so he was never going to make it. And he's quite efficient. The only thing I don't like about him is his free throws.
Fox is 46. You would pick him in the second round? Damn. Man, you'd like him that much. Damn.
I think he's good. I'm not saying he's... Right now, he's ranked 14 for me.
No, I'm not saying he's not good. I'm just like, wow, like that's 20 spots just about.
Porzingis is 40.
Well, yeah.
I don't know about Porzingis, man.
I had him 1 year and he smashed it. It was when he was in New York. And But he's just too inconsistent. As in, like, you don't know what he's going to do. He's injured too many times. Sabonis is one that I kind of want to put really high up there as well.
Yeah, I would take Sabonis. Consistent. Yeah. 2010.
Yeah, I have him higher than... I have AD at 21.
All right. I'm gonna throw you some names. Let me know what you guys think about these players. LaMelo Ball.
I don't know. Because he's got too many... There's so many guards there.
So you reckon he's ranked too high, yeah?
I reckon he's ranked too high. Like, I don't know if he's going to have... No, what they call the sophomore slump. Then he could also have what De'Aaron Fox did. After De'Aaron Fox went the other way. He went really good in his second year. And then plateaued. So you never know. But that's the thing. He won Rookie of the Year, though. LaMelo. So he's got all the hype. So is he going to do sort of like a Tyler Hero where he gets the hype?
True.
And then it's still sort of the same, but then it's not, he doesn't get that much better. Like, what really can LaMelo get better at? He's shooting. Do you think he's going to consistently score 20 plus?
As a guard, he'll get assists and rebounds for you.
Yeah, he'll get the rebounds and assists. And he'll take the threes.
Yeah, he'll take threes, but he won't. He'll have a reasonably high percentage just because he doesn't shoot that much. So you're kind of okay with that.
He had like a few 30 and 40 point games, though, as a rookie.
Yeah, he did.
So, well, when you look at De'Aaron Fox, look, what does he average? How many points does he average? It's 20 something, yeah? Or is it? Kind of a
fun. I see. 46.
What about points, rebounds, assists? What's his points, rebounds, assists?
Should be like 23. I think it's low 23.
I think it's like 20, 7 and 3, I think. 20 something, 7 and 3, right? 7 assists and 3 rebounds. Yeah. And he gets steals.
Yeah.
Just doesn't block. And his free throws aren't the best. That's all.
You don't get threes with him, though.
That's you get a couple. It's not many. Yeah. The one that I don't understand why he's ranked so high is Van Vliet. I really don't like him. I don't know why. There's something about it I don't.
Drake.
Like. Yeah, something about him. Why?
Because it looks like Drake.
I don't know. He's just like I don't know. There's nothing special about his game.
Nah,
he's ranked higher than Donovan Mitchell. How?
I rate him this season because Lowry's departure, so that means the ball's gonna be more in his hands.
Yeah, gives but you quite reckon a... he's gonna try too much, and he's not that actually that good.
He finds out. He's not...
You know what I mean? Like, there's those players though that when they become the main guy, they're not actually that meant for that. You know what I mean? You get those players like Trevor Ariza. I remember that. So,
but the upside's there, though. That's the thing. The upside's there with Van Fleet. Where's Donovan Mitchell going to go? He's already an all-star. You know he's going to give you 24 and, I don't know,
but they reckon three threes again. I reckon he'll get better, but I don't know. But it's just like, I just remember, like, when was it? When Ariza won the titles with Lakers. And then he took that mass. And he was like sixth man or something with the Lakers? Or just player?
Yeah, yeah.
And he was still young, yeah? And then he went to Rockets. Remember, for that massive deal to be the main guy there. But what happened to him? It's disgusting.
He's not a main guy. He's not a main guy.
That's what I feel like of Van Vliet is. It's not, he's like a good complimentary. But if you get him to try and do everything, I don't think he's that good.
But he's not, though. I mean, you look at the Raptors. He's got good cast around him. You've got Siakam coming back. You got Boucher.
And OG.
OG. Wait, is Powell still there?
Nah, he's gone. Blazers.
So who's there? Trent?
Trent was traded for Powell.
Who did they get?
Yeah, Trent for Powell. That's what.
Trent. So Trent's good. Trent would be number two, and Van Fleet would be number one. And then you still got OG at three. I don't know.
I'm not sold on him. I don't know. I just think of him as just like a shooter. That's it. Yeah, I don't know. He looks annoying to play against. I don't know why.
Have you seen a clip of him showing up to the local gym and he's just not even in full basketball gear? Like, he's wearing like activewear and he takes on one-on-one against, and he's just going like, I don't know, I reckon like 20%, not even going hard.
But this is and like he all just, the pros against yucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. All
but,
like that.
But you know, like, he's 6'1" or however tall he is. Like, he's not that big, right?
So is it a funny video?
No. Like, you see him and you go, oh, damn. Like, you know.
Like, how big he is?
No, like, he's good.
He looks small.
No, he's still small.
That's the same as I was watching Drew Holiday, just like his training. And you're like, how does anyone stop him?
Oh, yeah.
You're like, this guy's impossible to stop.
Yeah.
And have you even seen the Brian Scalabrine challenge where his thing was like, people make fun of him because he's bad in NBA.
I've seen that one.
Then he pits against regulars.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, goes, yeah, I might be.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
he's like, I might be bad compared to NBA.
Might be
players.
The worst NBA player.
Yeah, because but I'm still you compared to me. You suck compared to me.
No.
He's really funny. Yeah.
So there was like the Brian Scalabrine challenge, which was done a few years ago, where he actually played against former college guys, and he just destroyed them, like they couldn't score.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there was one recently where there was a guy that challenged him in the gym for his shoes. Yeah, and it was like 11-0 or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's with all these guys. They're unstoppable. I reckon with every single NBA player, you could, if you designed, not maybe all of them, but if you designed an offense around any of those, surely most of those can score 20 points a game. Surely.
Can any?
Most.
Any?
I would say most now, yeah. Because I don't know if you can do that with like...
They already backpedaling.
No, we'll just say like you got players like...
That what get about drafted. Kevin Looney?
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. You got players like that.
I know you were. I know. I can read your mind. That's why I'm like...
Yeah, you got those stiffs that don't do anything. But the skilled ones, like the ones that can actually dribble, most of those guys can score 20 points if you design the offense around them. I reckon. You have to. It's like Jeremy Lin, like Lin Sanity. They had no choice but to run offense through him. And look, he just goes off. And then when he goes to Houston, he's actually got good players now around him. Well, sorry, man, I can't do it. Can't do it anymore.
That's why you had to go to... Where do you go, China? Do you go China?
Yeah. I felt sorry for him because there was actually a thing where he played for the Warriors G League team.
Mm.
Yeah, yeah.
And he did really well.
Yeah.
Like better than his last 5 years or whatever in NBA. And yeah, never got picked. Because this, he's like...
It's too many guards, so fighting for that spot.
He's just saying, it's just like, I don't know. I think he was more saying like just the Asian American thing, like he's being overlooked because of that, which could be true. I don't know, but
let's say it is.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a good city for it, like the Golden State, like the San Francisco.
No, but he was saying like players that were like playing worse than him were getting picked over him.
Mm.
To fill roster spots.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same. That's, I don't know what you call it, like NBA politics or whatever you want to call it. I mean, that's the same with Melo, right? When Carmelo Anthony wasn't picked by teams and you kind of go, this guy's a Hall of Famer. Yeah, he sort of.
Jared Dudley gets
the old Melo. Jared Dudley was getting a spot and he was playing, 2 minutes a game.
Yeah.
But they're saying, oh, he's a locker room guy. Man, get me for minimum salary. I'll be the locker room guy, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, man, you want your Gatorade? And then like massage.
Yeah. Come on, guys.
Come on, guys. You got this. Keep your heads up. Keep your chins up.
All you got to remember is the handshakes for different players. Got to be the hype. The butt slapping. Be the hype man. Make sure you have cushions for all your star players. Man, you're sweet. You get front row seats every game, man. Yeah. Provided you play for a good team and not like a shit team.
If you're one of those, though, and then they put you in the game, I'll be like, I'll fake an injury straight away. I don't want to be embarrassed.
Like you airball a shot, right? Yeah. Like a layup, and you're like, my knee.
And
you got to like do a Paul Pierce, get the wheelchair toilet.
Yeah, take a shit.
Odd thing, man. Fake injury. That's the worst.
That's the thing. I think that's something with Paul Pierce is like, I think people say like, make sure you take, when you go need to go to the toilet, make sure you do it when you're on the clock. You're getting paid to take a shit. I don't know how much that shit costs for him. Like probably a lot of, it's really expensive shit.
Yeah. LaMelo Ball. Yeah. I don't know where to rate him. Same as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. So these are the players that I like, right? So Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, I really like. I don't know where to rate him, though. I'm scared he's not going to play enough games because you never know what OKC is thinking. They might be like,
I reckon they're
going to
run Giddy
this year again. Yeah, I reckon
they're going to run Giddy.
Yeah.
Run Giddy at point and then SGA at two. So he'll get the ball anyway, but then you kind of go, yeah. And then you've got like, what's his name? Pukevsky? Puchevsky?
Oh, yeah. Prokoshevsky. Poku.
Prokoshevsky.
Poku.
Yeah, Poku.
That guy's like, you look at him and go, man, this guy's going to be a star. Then he does the dumbest JaVale McGee thing ever. And you're like, man, I don't know what to think of this guy anymore. He's like that. He's, you don't know. You don't know what you're going to get from that guy.
But it's
entertainment. True.
So that's what you get.
Yeah.
So draft him for lols.
We drafted him for it as a joke.
And then you got Lugansk Dort.
I don't like him.
Why?
The name.
He had some breakout games last season, man. Yuck!
Because
you're the worst.
Dort. Because I think you're thinking of Bort.
Bort. We've run out of Dort license plates.
That's why.
It does sound like Bort. Yeah.
I don't want that. Order Jr. is one that everyone's high on. And like, I get it.
He looks good.
I'm scared really because good. He might. He just got paid big.
Yeah. Right?
He just signed a new contract. You got no Jamal Murray, so he's probably going to get way more shots. So you think good, But he might be one of those guys now that thinks he's better than what he is now, that takes so many shots. He might think, nah, give me the ball. And he's going to be inefficient now. That's what I'm scared of him. Well, that's why I'm scared of him. Yeah. But because he was unbelievably efficient last year, like shooting over 50%.
He wasn't starting though, was he?
Yeah, he was.
I can't remember. Was he?
Yeah, and he was high 3-point percentage, high field goal percentage. But now that you know Murray's not there and he just got paid, is he going to have that ego now? Like, yeah, I'm the second star. I'm going to take more shots. He's going to try stuff that he shouldn't be trying. You know what I mean?
I'm just worried about his injury more than
anything. And his injury too. Yeah, because I've watched a video on his... So he's already had, like, knee recos in college.
Did he have back?
The back one was the big one. In college.
That's scary.
But apparently, even his mum or something, like his whole family have had knee recos. Yeah. That's how scary. It's like a genetic...
And they're all pro athletes.
And they're all pro athletes.
Yeah, they're all pros.
What do you call it? Yeah, that's the scary thing. And there was actually a guy that he does those whenever there's a major injury in the NBA, he does videos on it. Have you seen that guy? He's like a doctor or like a physician or whatever, like a expert on like
there's a bloody React video for everything.
He shows like what happened and like what in this is the moment of the injury.
I think I've seen that guy actually.
Yeah, he's good, really good. Like he analyzes the injury and even analyzes Zion, like the way he walks. Like, he's got his knees pointed in, and he goes, you're always going to put pressure on your knees, and that's a red flag.
Zion's scary, man. Yeah. I mean, with his foot as well, and I don't know about you guys, but I don't know if it's Photoshop or anything, but saw a recent photo of him, and he looks bigger than he was last season.
Not good big? Like, bad big?
It could be pre-season, and he might be in shape in time for the season, but...
I don't get why these guys like that. And you get opposite now with Jokic. Have you seen his preseason? He looks so thin.
Yeah, Jokic is.
Yeah, slim. Like this is the, yeah, like the first ready. Time. This is like the first time he's like been working on his body. Like preseason. Because usually he works himself into the season.
He looks good preseason too.
Yeah. But then is he too skinny now? No bulk. But then the Porter Jr. one was like, when he came back, he was wearing this like a sort of like a thing that goes on top of your Achilles or like on your ankle, and it was to support his back. And then the guy was saying that's a red flag because it's like you shouldn't have that. He shouldn't be wearing that by now. Like it was like a long time, and he was still wearing it during games. It's a funny, I don't know what it is, but it goes all the way up his Achilles, and it was like this plastic support thing. I used to see it, I'm like, what the hell is that? And then, he was wearing that for ages, and they were like, that's a red flag, because it's like...
You say his like knees are turned, like they're pointing, they're too close together or something, or they're...
Who's this?
For Zion.
Yeah, his knees point in, so it's not the opposite of bow-legged. They point in, like pigeon toe.
Oh, I was wondering if he's got like flat feet and stuff.
There's a video of him like walk. That's why he's always like walking like that. I'm going, is it just because he's trying to walk cool? But no, and he walks like that. Yeah. And it's his knees are like in. Yeah. Just find that video of that doctor. I can't remember
his name. Magnus? Brian Sutter, MD?
Maybe. Hang on. I can't see the...
I don't want to like.
I don't think I've ever been more worried about
it. It is this guy. Player getting
injured when I watched it's a 6-minute video.
And when I see Zion Williamson step on the court. With the regular season just to sports injuries and sports medicine news.
Oh, I wish he did chapters.
We're going to take a look at why I'm so concerned about Zion's walking pattern and how this might make him susceptible to injuries. And then we'll talk about how his body composition, his style of play, and just his sheer size and athleticism.
There was one.
The background music worries me.
There was an injury where it was like. And then 1 hour later, he already had the video.
Damn.
There, look.
There we go. That's true. Hang on.
See how he walks?
Yeah, and I'm looking at his...
Interesting.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, okay. So it's a valgus deformity. Yeah. He has this one. We have those dogs because they rotate when they rotate inwards. And like you gotta
look at the pressure on the joints, man.
Yeah, it puts pressure on the wrong parts.
Yeah,
I actually have because I got flat feet, but I don't know how. I think my knees kind of do something similar, since with the need all that arch support, because you need something to push it back up, and then you got to retrain all your muscles again to make sure because the how you even just stand is like.
Well, that's the same. That's what they did with I think it was Steph Curry. They had to retrain how he walked because that's why he kept getting his ankle injuries early in his career.
Yes, there's a lot of that. So that sounds like.
Look at that.
You gotta keep showing. Just, yeah. This video is the best. Like, keep showing it over and over.
Yeah.
It's on repeat. Was it a TikTok? Some kind of Instagram reels. Yeah.
Yeah, see? That's scary.
With but also, Zion. It's like, it's in motion too. So he just freeframed that. But yeah, it's not. Not good. I mean, it means that maybe his longevity is not that great.
As a he did anyway. So he did a Michael Porter Jr. one as well. So, I got scared of that. I'm like, yeah, that's true. He's.
So what is this guy? Is he?
He's a doctor. I forgot what he is. Like a doctor. No. Like I forgot what it, like he actually does. I think he does like surgeries and stuff.
I don't have to be a surgeon. He could be just a podiatrist or something, which makes more sense. Like a specific thing. He's like a cardiologist and he's talking about this shit.
Yeah, he's a dermatologist.
Yeah, gynecologist. And he's talking about this. It's like, wrong one. Wrong one. Don't get me wrong, you still have to do a baseline, like the doctor thing. And then from there, you progress to your specialist thing. So you still have a baseline of something. So you kind of, but it's just kind of weird if you hear like, dermatologist talking about.
No, I'm pretty sure he's like... not. Why would you make videos like that?
He's not even a real doctor.
Yeah. Like Dr. His name is Doctor.
His name is Doctor. I want to know. Yeah, well, he's got this. He's from. Is this the same guy? General physical medicine and rehab. So yeah, I trust him a bit more as a result of that. 0 to 2 years experience. He looks really young though. If that makes sense. Physiatrist. If this is him anyway, there's no picture to confirm.
Yeah, but he's been putting up all these sport ones. Like when, I forgot which was the main one injury. I was like, oh yeah. And like he had it right away. I was like, wow. Like was it the playoffs? The Giannis knee injury.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, like he came back real fast. Like,
yeah, he had that video too, within a week. Fast. Oh, within an hour, literally an hour. After the injury, this guy.
You gotta get on it, man. You can hit that when it's on trending. You gotta shove that video in their face. Yeah. So next time there's an injury, let's talk about him just with our shitty knowledge.
So okay,
or just quickly watch this guy's video and react to it.
Who are your guys that you'll never pick? So you already did. You already did the Lakers, LeBron or AD.
Westbrook. I wouldn't pick. Just I don't know what to expect.
Just because
just pretty much Lakers.
If he was not in Lakers. If he was not in Lakers, would you still pick Westbrook?
I wouldn't pick him first. If he's still up there, yuck. Maybe in the third round.
If he's available, you'd still get him.
In the third round, maybe depends. Depends who I get first two picks, though. You know what I mean? Like I think you can't. I don't think you can pre-plan it. Like for example, if your first pick is a big, right? Obviously you need threes and assists and that you need that in your second and third pick. But if your first pick is like, say, Luka Doncic, that you're already getting the triple doubles anyway, I wouldn't get Westbrook after that. You know what I mean?
But you'd still pick him.
No, this is what I'm saying. Depends on your first pick.
But no, so but if he was available as your last pick, you'd get him. That's what I'm saying.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
What if AD was your last pick? Would you get him? That's what
it's
I mean.
My last pick?
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Oh, it's my last pick. Yeah,
no, but
not.
I'm just saying, but you said, no, who's the players you will not draft no matter what?
Oh, no matter what?
Yeah. And they're meant to be good.
JaVale McGee.
No. Is there any in like the top, say, 50 that you just refuse to get?
I wouldn't say refuse to get. Maybe Kyrie, just because I don't know what he's going to be doing this season. Zion. Just unsure of his foot thing.
Out next to his name.
Yeah, because he's had foot surgery.
They
said he's meant to be back by first game.
Back. Yeah, but...
Oh, right. But you know,
just too scared of that. I'd probably take Embiid out. For me, like, I wouldn't pick Embiid just because, like...
Because you don't like him. Because you don't like
him. No, like...
This guy doesn't like him.
No, I don't mind
him. You didn't even want to pick him in the All-Stars.
Is it his name? Oh, no, you didn't, yeah.
No, I mean, look, for stats-wise, you'll get, you know, you get assists for a big man anyway, like assist, you know, points and threes. And I mean, for a big man, if he's consistent,
he's actually really good
for fantasy. But you just don't know with his injury. Like,
Ben Simmons, don't you reckon they'll go, nah, Embiid, you got to play?
Yeah, but if he's, you know, look, he's 7 foot, whatever, 7 foot two, and he's running up and down the court playing 82 games. Has he played 82 games ever?
Oh, never. But he keeps on doing the I'm out because I'm injured, but it's not. You know, one of those like load management.
Yeah. No,
Be forced to play him more?
No, I still don't think they'll force him because they want him for playoffs. Like, why would you risk it to have your franchise player not to play?
Most of these players are not going to play all the games.
Yeah, I know, but I think for me, there's that risk of like
because there's injury history.
Injury, yeah, just more injury prone rather than load management. Like, is yeah, and that's the same for me with AD. Like, the minute like AD like tweaks something or gets a little bit like, oh, I'm a bit uncomfortable there,
he's out.
Like Lakers is gonna take him out the next game, guarantee. You know, so I don't, yeah, not really big on that. I wouldn't say never for Kevin Durant, but I wouldn't pick him in the first round.
Wow.
I wouldn't pick him in the first round. Maybe second or third if he's still there. But
if he's in second round, then I'm getting him. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like second or third round, I'll get him, but not in the first round.
Yeah, just because he's out of my top 10, though. That's my
opinion. Yeah. But other than that,
you got no players that you just don't want to get because you don't like them. That's what
I
mean.
Don't like them. Let me see. Top 50.
I got so many.
I know you do. Kristaps. Maybe Kristaps.
You don't like him?
No, I like him, but I just don't know injury and just consistency. Yeah, that's about it, really. I don't know.
Just Kristaps.
There's not many players that I'm kind of like, oh, I don't like him. Like Kyrie, like I still like Kyrie. I just don't know what he's doing, like what he's thinking. That's the scary thing with Kyrie.
How about you, Noel? No Aaron Gordon. No DeMar DeRozan.
Is he in this?
Yeah, but he's just
low. Like lowly ranked.
He's low. 59.
I don't know.
Do you know who's actually meant to be like real, like a real good pick? Like it's not sleeper, but everyone overlooks him is DeMar DeRozan because he averages 20 points every season. I think the only one to average the same amount of to is average 20 plus that? More in as many seasons in a row is LeBron. Him
and he's got high percentage for someone who scores, you know, other than a center, other than bigs, he's probably got the highest percentage as a guard.
Just no threes though.
Yeah, no threes. Yeah. But he gets your assists and rebounds, five fives maybe. Yeah. He's actually not bad to consider. So Noel.
But Noel wouldn't get DeRozan. I already know. if he was there and
what about Simmons? What about Simmons?
The one
where is he gonna be?
If they're available and they were the top ranked ones and you're on the clock, you wouldn't get it.
Is it time?
You got 1 minute 30, minute and a half. Yeah.
To pick.
Yeah. When you're on the clock. That's why it's scary. Oh, you start panicking. You're like, whoa. There's
a clock involved.
Yeah. Now, 1 minute 30.
An hour 30. Ready in there.
The sweat. The
hey, guys, I'll be back. I'm just going to make some lunch.
Load management. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Simo.
I wouldn't pick him at all
right now.
To be honest, I wouldn't pick him at all right now.
I don't know. We don't know what he's doing right now.
Hey, what if he doesn't play?
What is he doing? Hey,
what are you doing?
He's gonna do that thing. What are you even doing?
Mom, meatloaf.
What is she doing? I never know what she's doing. He probably doesn't even sound like that. Yeah. Make him sound like that.
What an idiot!
Idiot! Dude died in a hang gliding accident. But the thing is, to quote Will Ferrell, what is he doing?
Like, you don't know. He's not doing anything. He might not play the year.
Like,
He's forced.
I'm wondering, like,
he didn't he sell his house gonna... so he can pay for the fines?
So he can make up for the make up for the deficit. Okay. I don't know. It's a really weird scenario that's not happened before. Because usually it's like someone who's proven that they can do something and they want to leave, right? And then like he's like, "Have you proven anything? Like, and you wanna leave after four and there's 4 years left?"
I don't know, man. Like, he's all defensive.
Yeah, but he's all defensive. He's all star. He's gonna play the year. I don't know what he's.
Oh no, no.
Yeah.
No. I'm just saying, like, for fantasy, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, what has he done? Like, he's a good player. Like, he's not.
But like, go back to the Sims thing. If you're hung to dry though by the team.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're meant to do. Oh, it's all right, man. What do you mean?
Yeah, you can't come back.
What do you mean to say to these guys?
Yeah, you can't come back. Like, that's that bridge is. Well, the latest news is they think of trading him to Indiana, right?
Indy, I knew it.
Yeah. Indy for who was it? Malcolm Brogdon and
LeVert.
So that's a big win for Philly if they do, because automatic scoring and assist. Well, he doesn't have a choice.
The thing with the Blazers, there was like CJ McCollum, like a few.
Oh no, there was a huge one. It was like three, nine teams or something. Did you see that one?
Nah, the one I saw that Portland denied was 3 first rounders, 3 pick swaps.
Was it Portland that denied that?
Portland denied it. Yeah.
There was one I saw recently. It was like 6 teams or something, and it involves like McCollum, Lillard, Kyrie, like all these teams moving pieces, and you go, what the hell?
Well, I saw one that was that had Beal, Fox, Lillard. It was like 6 teams. Yeah. Like all the guys that were like
talked about,
all moving at the same time.
Yeah,
a fan making it up, and then hit the news,
which is pretty cool because they just did it in like the trade machine or whatever it is. So you wouldn't get Simo.
Simo is.
I'm surprised you haven't seen the 420 Pike ad.
I haven't seen that. We didn't get that.
No, I've seen it.
I don't get it. I mean, we technically don't get it either because they don't sell 420 pies yet.
I've never seen it before.
He hit a three. I wonder how many shots he takes.
One.
None. They gave it to someone else off camera.
I bet you these guys, I bet you Ben Simmons, like if you put him in Danong Basketball League, he'd lead the league in 3-pointers. I bet you.
Yeah.
Easy. And then the pressure.
Yeah.
Less pressure.
That's why I want, when he eventually gets traded, I want him the first game against Philly, just jacking threes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What? And he's just like shh, to the Philly crowd. That'll be funny as. Yeah.
Who's one guy, like, outside the 150, top 150, even top 200?
That I might get.
Yeah. Like who's or even rookies, even rookies.
I'm always going to try and get Jalen Green.
Oh really? Because Filipino.
Hello, Bagley.
I know. Yeah.
And I think he's like I think he's.
Where does he sit anyway?
The thing is like, he's been injured the last 2 years, 2-3 years. Yeah.
Is he even back?
He's back, right? The end of his rookie season, he was averaging 20-7 or 20-8, something like that, at the end of the rookie season. I don't understand. Like, this guy's like a big that can shoot threes. That's mobile. Mobile. You know what I mean?
Mobile.
I don't. Like, he should be like better than that.
Bro, he's like 186.
There you go. He's my one guy I'd get.
Wow.
Leave him for my last pick if no one wants him.
I'm going to get him just to piss you off now.
I'll get AD and I'll go, you want to trade? And you'll say no.
Nah.
See, this is one guy in the top 40 that I'm like, or at least 40th here for me, that I'll be like, I don't want him, even if he's available.
Oh, really? Who?
Christian Wood.
What?
He's yuck.
I just don't like him.
I don't like him.
Why? Because of his name, his face, the way he plays?
Everything.
It was the one
where he thought he should have been an all-star. and it was calling everyone casual fans or something like that. Like he really thought he should have been awesome. I'm like, no, you shouldn't have. There's so many better, much more better players than you are. Than you. And he goes, not casuals. It was like that. Oh, yeah, I don't like
I reckon anymore. Like with these people, they've always got those people. Whoever's in your circle, you're in a circle, they're all just talking you up. Man, you're so good, man. And then they
man.
I am good. And it's going out and talking to the media. I reckon that's what's really happening here. Like, you're not even that good, but then your hype men, your inner hype men, I keep telling you that. That's why you need an inner circle who will give you shit.
Where's Ja Morant? I'm high on him as well, but. Especially
don't
after
forget
the
about Ja.
Yeah.
He's 58.
Why?
In this one. No, shh.
Yeah. So that and another one I don't understand why is so low.
Sexton? What is he?
He's good, man.
Who?
Sexton? Sexton. Yeah.
Mm. No, too much of a high usage. I prefer Garland with assist. Sexton is too scoring orientated.
Booker, yuck. That's the one I won't get.
I wouldn't take Booker as well. So that's the other one. That's probably. He's probably the. I don't have anything against Booker at all because.
You're kind of like I don't have anything against Booker, but you do.
No. Like when it comes to fantasy,
how does that work?
I'm talking when it comes to fantasy. Yeah. Just like I don't mind like I don't let like people like players I don't like to. Cloud like my peaks. I just think Booker like he doesn't like do anything for me for fantasy. Like he gets points, but then like yeah, he gets threes, but he doesn't for me. Like he doesn't really do much else. I prefer to look at other players other than Booker.
Like a Lonzo Ball.
For me, I'd go Lonzo Ball over Booker.
Did you just see Chicago's first preseason? That was actually pretty good,
bro. They look nice, man.
Just like who was that player that looked nice? And like it's just preseason, man.
Oh, Tyler Hero.
Yeah.
Come on.
Did you see that video of Tyler Hero? Like these fans were clamoring around him to get autographs.
Yeah, and the car just crashed into the wall. Because they forgot to put the handbrake on. Dumb.
Yeah, it just rolled into the wall thing. Saw Tyler Hero and forgot about a handbrake.
Oh. DeJounte Murray is ranked really high. I had him last time as well. He's ranked way higher now.
Not a sleeper anymore. I think everyone sort of figured him out. Anthony Edwards is for me like
69 worst. Yeah.
Anthony Edwards is like a.
It's just points though.
Yeah, but if you need points, like, what's your thoughts on Draymond Green?
No.
Really?
No. You know, he might help your assists, but the thing will be back though, like when Clay gets back and everything. Oh, what about Jordan Poole?
Machine.
Jordan Poole.
I'm big on Jordan Poole. I'm getting him first pick.
Jordan Poole.
You know what's funny? I was watching the Warriors Lakers yesterday and obviously Jordan Poole went off and I was like, man, he looks nice.
Yeah,
right?
he looks
whatever.
Confident as well now.
He actually looks comfortable out there. Like he's not like freaking out. But what I noticed, like the way the Warriors players look, you either look like Jordan Poole or you either look like Steph Curry. If you notice all the players, like they kind of have that, like, you know, the beard with the, or you got the beard with the, that sort of nappy hair or a bit of an afro, or you got the Jordan Poole mo.
Damien Lee has that.
Damien Lee, yeah.
Toscano. Anderson Toscano.
Yeah, Toscano.
you don't know, they all look the same, yeah.
Yeah, and they all wear curries, right? Yeah. You think they all wear curries anyway, but I'm big on Jordan Poole. I think he's a great player.
But I don't know if he's worth getting like in the top five rounds. That's what I mean.
Oh, no, yeah. I don't think so. And the same with Tyler Hero. I'm big on Tyler Hero because I think he's going to come back from last season, but I just don't know if he's... it's hard for him. I don't even think he starts, right? I think they will put...
They put him on the bench because he was having a rough time
with the starting lineup. Because I'm wondering, like, if Duncan Robinson will get more minutes than Hero.
Probably, but he's only going to have threes.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, that's also a good thing. Yeah.
Capella. I don't know. He'll give you the blocks and rebounds, but I want him.
I like Capella.
I don't.
I actually like Capella.
I think he's so overrated. I think it's just, I don't know.
I think for fantasy, he's good.
He's good at
fantasy. Because he gets you, and bets. He gets you the, and bets. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you got to pick, you got to bet on your guys, man. I think OG is going to have a breakout season. I think he's good. I don't know CJ.
Why is Montrezl Harrell so high?
Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get it.
Siakam is only at 53 on this one.
Yeah, but Siakam wasn't playing well last season. Wait, 53? Where you got Siakam?
I've got on it's the pre-selected fantasy.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the fantasypros.com.
John Collins is only
64. No, he's 64.
Wow.
64. Who?
John Collins.
Mm.
Nikhil Alexander Walker is another one people
are hiring. Yeah, NGA. Yeah, just because
you just get just all because... these sleepers and they don't do
anything. And then they sleep.
They just sleep, yeah.
NGA, there's a lot of talk about him.
That's one as well. Really... Jaren Jackson Jr. He's been out. Yeah.
I had him on my list of maybes.
Did you have I bet you have this guy in your maybes.
Triple J.
Mikal Bridges.
50-50. Depends on
50-50 sounds like a maybe to me.
Yeah. I prefer what's his name? The Pistons guy.
Cunningham.
Michael Corral.
No. The forward. Jeremy Grant.
Oh really? Yuck.
Yeah. I just think Detroit probably gonna use him more. Because the thing is, like, I feel like the minutes with wait, you're talking Miles Bridges or Mikal Bridges?
The Charlotte one. He's averaging 20.
Wait,
27 or something like that. 20.
That's Miles Bridges, Charlotte. Mikal is.
Miles Bridges. Sorry.
Yeah. Miles Bridges. Yeah. It just Mikal's depends.
Bridges does nothing.
Yeah, that's what I was like.
Yeah. Miles Bridges. Yeah.
No, you're 50-50.
He's just depending on Gordon Hayward. If Gordon Hayward doesn't
go off,
come back strong. Hey,
yeah, go off because he might play really well.
Yeah,
well, he did play well last year.
Gordon Hayward.
Yeah,
he did for a while, and then
he got injured again.
Yeah, he got injured again. That's what I mean. Like, yeah, I don't know. I'm a bit funny on him.
I'm scared. I don't know what to do, man. I've got too many. I've only set my top 10, and after that, I don't know what to do.
I've set my last three, my last four. I don't know what to do with my top 10. I'm the opposite.
In last three.
Mine is sorted.
It's on fantasypros.com.
You just go to the next best.
This is what I'm looking at. Cross them off as they go.
Because the last three picks or last four, it's sort of like players that you can punt on. Like you kind of go, oh, you know, if they're still there, that is. You kind of go, oh, I think they're going to have a big... Like, it's not as big of a loss because if they don't, then I'm sure you can go and trade them out for someone else on the free agency board. So that's, for me, that's the fun part. Whereas the top 10, there's so much pressure to get it right because you kind of go, oh, what if, you know, like, for example, if you're fifth and players that you want is off the board and you're left with, like, do you go Lillard, do you go PG, do you go Embiid? You know, it's all like a maybes for you. Then that affects how you pick your second and your third and your fourth.
And then you gotta fill out your roster.
Correct. Right? At least your last four, you're just like, whatever. Like, you know, like if Lonzo's there, I'm like, I'm picking Lonzo.
Or if Bagley's there, I'm just picking Bagley.
Exactly, Bagley. And then I just do a trade with you. I'm like, hey Joe, give me Cat for Bagley. So I don't know. It's gonna be fun. I like the draft stuff. I think it's gonna be funny.
Noel, are you scared?
Not really. It's more like I don't like. There's probably a lot of people. Like majority of these players, I don't even know who they are. So we'll see. I'll just pick like some randos.
But at least it's there, isn't like the
They're ranked though.
They're ranked anyway, so you could always just pick the top available.
Or, but just make sure you don't kind of overdraft your guards as well, because you have certain roster spots that you got to fill out. So
you might be like, I don't have any point guards, because you might have gotten all forwards or all small forward guard. And
so you got to balance out.
You got to fill it out.
Yeah, all power forwards. like Houston? Was Houston that?
And then who got all guards recently as well? Wasn't it Chicago? Yeah, all guards. Hey, man, they got like...
What's your take on the Chicago team?
I really like them, but I didn't understand when they got Caruso, DeRozan. I guess DeRozan's going to play three. But when they already
had Caruso will come off the bench anyway.
When they already had Kobe White and when they already had Zach LaVine.
And Lonzo.
And they added Lonzo as well. You're like, what the hell are they doing? That's all I was sort of perplexed. I thought they were going to get rid of LaVine, to be honest. Because they were saying how they got DeRozan because his stats are similar to LaVine anyway. So you're sort of covering your 20-plus points there. When you can have a trade chip with LaVine, who's probably worth more in the market right now. So you replace his 20 points, trade LaVine for, say, like a higher tier forward or something.
Power forward,
Because they've already got Vucevic. Vucevic is nice. I like him.
Yeah. Do you reckon his numbers will go down this year because of who they got?
Who's this?
Because, I mean, Vuce. Because usage rate and, like, scoring-wise, you're going to have DeMar... And you're gonna have LaVine.
They will go down.
And Boston.
That's why I don't know. But then they also might space out Vucevic too. Because
I do like the Bulls. They were exciting.
Quite high. Look in the fantasy. He's ranked high.
He's ranked
higher than normal.
Teams. Yeah.
Because I had him. I had him last year. I picked him in the fourth round or something. I can't remember when I picked him. Yeah.
Who are you talking about?
Vucevic.
He's 15 on this one.
15, yeah.
He's ranked really high. That's second round.
Other than Vuce, who do you reckon shouldn't be in the top 20? Vuce?
I think he should be top 20, Vucevic.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who
do you reckon shouldn't be in the top 20? Yeah, who shouldn't be in the top 20?
I don't understand.
And who should be?
Maybe... Oh, he's in there. Look, Porter Jr. I don't know yet. I don't know. Like, I'd probably get him in the mid round, like third or fourth round.
Third round.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd.
If he's still there.
I don't know if I'd get him second round. Yeah, that's too scary for me.
What about Jaylen?
Jaylen Brown.
Brown. Yeah.
He's got COVID.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. I think it was announced yesterday. He got COVID.
All right.
So I don't know what he's, because it took Tatum a while to recover from that as well.
Yeah, true.
Well, it depends too. Is it just positive and he's just got to stay home?
I don't know.
Because positive and you're not showing any symptoms.
So. Yeah, but it might be like Tatum though. Like Tatum said, it's only now that he's stopped using a puffer because he was really limited to that. Yeah. By the COVID.
I mean,
like just his his endurance. He wasn't. He said he felt that there was something that he couldn't like put a finger on, but he didn't feel right for a while. And there's a lot of those players were like that. There was another one that was like that too. Evan Fournier got COVID, and then he came back when his thing was over. And he goes, yeah, for like months, I felt wrong. He didn't know, and he didn't know why.
Like, you big on Fournier? Are you bullish on Fournier?
Where is he? Boston?
No, New York.
Oh, he went to New York. He got traded to Boston, but then free agent to New York. Was it traded?
I think he got traded.
Maybe Kemba. He's a consistent like 15 to 20 points. That's it.
And threes?
I don't know. He's good for bets to get over 12 and a half. that's my go-to Fournier. Bets. Fournier and Sabonis. Sabonis should be top 20.
Sabonis is top 20.
He's 18, yeah.
Yeah, he's top 20.
Yeah. Jimmy Butler, Trey, Bam Adebayo. How? How's he 14?
He's a 29 player. Or 18-9, I should say. 18-9. not 2010, but yeah. He's consistent. And he just came from the Olympics. So he's in shape. He's in form. He's good to go.
I'd rather have Vucevic over Bam. If you're playing with the forwards and centers, I'd rather have Vucevic over Bam. I'd rather have even Gobert over Bam.
Be cool. Sabonis over Bam?
Yeah. Sabonis. Yeah. So I reckon Sabonis is like a... He was getting triple doubles last year, Sabonis, so...
Aiden over Bam?
I don't know. I have to see, because he didn't really turn up until the playoffs. Aiden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll turn up, stay turned up.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, like, I remember during the season, everyone's like, he looks lost, because it looked like Chris Paul didn't like him or something like that. Like, he wasn't giving him the ball. And then all of a sudden in the playoffs, he played well.
I mean, high field goal percentage, right?
But normally, before the Chris Paul came there, he was a 2010 lock.
Yeah, it was 2010. Yeah, so I was going to say.
So if he does, then it'll be good.
But last year, his points dropped, so he's a 15-10. Yeah, 15-10.
But yeah, and Hook Book, and I'll never pick him. Hook Book. Middleton?
We know who's going to pick him in first pick second pick.
Maybe I should get him and then trade chip that.
Yeah.
See, that's another strategy. Yuck. You can be yuck and then be like that.
Yeah. I mean, we're here for fun.
And that is fun.
It's fun to be yuck.
Until it doesn't work out, then you're stuck with him. What are you going to do? You know what I mean? Someone goes, no, I don't want to trade him.
Bench. Yeah.
Nah, it's like, I'm good. Shit.
Yeah.
My strategy.
See, is Zion top 20?
Nah.
Zion's like weird, because on this 50. ESPN preset one, he's...
36.
He's ranked 13.
Oh, no, yeah. This is Fantasy Pros. He's 36.
But then I don't know if this is doing this because of... it's head-to-head, you know what I mean? Like the ranking of their head-to-head. Yeah.
Interesting.
And we've got 3 minutes
50.
Till the start, until we know what position we're in.
Oh. I'm scared. All right. Wait. Here's a name. I'm going to name some names that sort of coming out of injury. Well, recently, not... Yeah. Nurkic.
No, not touching him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's walking fine when I saw him downtown.
Yeah.
He looks like that's about it. Look at his normal legs, walking like a regular person.
That's right. Would you, pick Nurkic since you saw him and your buddies with him?
Yeah. Five by five, man.
not anymore.
Come on, give me that five by same. Five. Give me several Siakam. Five by fives.
Siakam? No.
Wouldn't touch him. Interesting.
He's a forcer. I don't like him. LeVert. I just don't like him, that's why. Yeah.
LeVert.
I've had him before. It looks nice on paper, but it doesn't translate to fantasy.
And what about, what's his name? Who did he went from? Dinwiddie. That's the one.
Oh, D. Windle. I'd get him. If he's available, he's in a new team. He'd be the starter. He's solid.
Point guard.
He's solid.
Yeah.
I like
starting
him.
Point guard too.
Him and Beal together. I like it.
Yep. Last pick. Would you pick Kuzma? If he was available. Last pick.
I probably will, and then I'll trade you for Bagley because you got him. Hang on. Do this. We've got 1 minute.
Oh, no. I'm gonna trade. I'm gonna pick up Poeltl. Jakob
Poeltl. He's apparently they've had him in the sleepers. He's like automatic double double. Yeah.
So and then I'll go to Noel. I go, hey Noel,
10, 9,
what do you want?
8, 7.
What?
For Poeltl.
For Poeltl.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Done.
Here we go.
So where do we go?
What do I go to it? What am I supposed to go to anyway? I don't even know. I just like.
Hey, what is it? What's happening? I don't.
So it should be set now. The order. So I don't know.
Oh no, as in we got an email. I'm not gonna check my email on this.
Nah, it's not on it. Wait, I did get.
Was it on email?
It says join your draft. So I'm loading the draft.
Too many things open.
Damn.
Oh, I'm number one.
Oh, yeah. Really? No, that means he's going to pick your Kitch.
Yeah.
Your 10th H.
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted 1 or 10.
Where am I in the middle?
Where are you, Noel? You're 9.
Oh.
That's not bad. That's good. All right. So read it out. Who's...
Damn. So if you log in and then go start my draft, are you Noel?
I can't. Cause
what is it on ESPN?
Yeah. So log into your ESPN. I think you have to make it. Or can you read it? You would have made it if you were in there.
Am I logged in already?
Who's second?
Apparently, yes.
So it's me, then Owen, then my mate Jabin, then Chris.
Oh, yeah.
Then I think it's your mate Shawnee, is it? Because it's Caesar.
Yeah, Shawnee. Yeah, yeah.
Who's Ompong? That's Michael.
That's Mike.
Stroke and Threes, that's Adam.
Ads, yeah.
Shaq at Meal, or OT Meal. Shaq.
Oh, that must be Ads' friend.
Yeah.
JD.
Then Noel, then LA Mamba.
Yeah. Let's go.
Darren. If you can get Kat, man, I'll trade you Jokic for Kat.
Okay. Nah, Kat will be gone by then, man. 10 is it's done.
Where do you see the list?
Huh? So if you go to begin my draft or whatever like that, because it says your draft is ready.
It says your league is drafting now, join your draft.
Yeah, join draft.
And then join draft.
And then it should be there at the top, drafting in. Yeah, see that?
Kat will be gone. Kat will be gone and
okay.
Or pretty much, yeah.
Mac Daddy.
Yeah. Right. I wonder if someone's gonna pick Embiid though.
Look, I'll get him if he's available.
Really?
I'd get him, yeah. He did well for me last time, so yeah. And he might have a point, like he might be trying to prove that he can win without Simmons, so
you're just trying to psych me out.
Yeah. And then you pick him first round.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah. Wonder.
That's happening in less than an hour.
Less than an hour, 57 minutes. So I might cue. I might cue Jokic already.
Yeah.
Damn.
Just cue them like in this order right now. Cool. In that case, I'm going to have some dinner.
Yeah, we got to get back, so we can get in our thingo call later on. So.
Have our fantasies come to life, come true or not true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming out, guys, and I appreciate you. Stay safe, get vaccinated, etc., unlike some people.
Peace.
What?
Peace.
What? They deserve it. Get out of here.